always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian.
And your boy DJ Kingdom 7.
We are excited to be back here on Yada Da King Radio. It's a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice
and be glad in it.
And yo, we excited to get it in with some cats all the way from the OK. Man, it's okay when you in the OK. That's Oklahoma, you dig? So we gonna get it in with the homies, the Exodus movement. You know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with them, talk about the testimony. And DJ Kingdom 7, what we going to be talking about today, man? I know you got something good.
Oh, man, we're going to get it in with something that maybe a lot of people don't want to talk about. It's almost like taboo. Yeah. It's called church hurt.
Okay, so we're going to get it in about church hurt. We're going to talk about how it affects us positively, negatively. You know what I'm saying? What are some ways that it hinders us? What are some ways that we can get around it? And some things that we need to do to get rid of this thing called church hurt. You did?
Yeah.
And I was chopping it up with HD's wife, man.
Yeah.
We was getting it in. We were talking, and she's actually the manager of the group.
All right.
And we were talking about some of the things that we do as ministry here and there. And, man, it was so much stuff in common all the way to the things that we ate that day, man. It was crazy.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? My wife and HD's wife, they were cooking. You know what I'm saying? We did some chicken Alfredo. Matter of fact, man, I got to show you guys this. I mean, you know, she did chicken Alfredo with some broccoli.
All right.
I actually did some chicken Alfredo, or my wife did chicken Alfredo with some bacon in it. So,
All right.
Know what I'm saying? It was on smash, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be eating some of this, you know what I'm saying, while the music is spinning on this show. But, man, it's all love, man. And it's just important to see how they incorporate their families.
Yeah.
In their ministry as well, man, and seeing what God does. Hey, DJ Kingdom 7, how important do you think that is to incorporate the family?
That's a big plus, man. You got to have a foundation that's supportive of what you're trying to do to expand on the kingdom.
Yes, sir. So you know what we're doing, man. Hey, if you got music, send your music out here to Yada Da King. We want to play your music, man. And
yeah.
Speaking of music, I got some new heat. You know what I'm saying? We got to stay with that fresh music. I got the Swaggy Boys. They about to drop one of their new singles.
All right.
Cam, he sent us a new song in, man. So, hey,
all right.
We want to play your music on Yada Da King Radio. This is what you got to do. Send it to music at Yada Da King. .com or go to yadadaking.com and just, you know, click on the music submissions. Let's get into this joint. Overflowing Swaggy Boys featuring the homie I Am Radio on Yada Da King Radio. Let's go.
Fill her up, cause I want more. I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
I'm a dynasty soldier, holy Gambino. J. Christ, the most versatile man we know. He never put me out like the Flintstones, Dino. Call me Danny Glover with my weapon, lethal. People try to understand the real. Jazz nigga, go get her with a plan to kill. Anything stepping in the pathway with my blessing. Stand strong, word born, no second guessing. Open up a window, pour it all out. Believers are rejoicing, angels gon' shout. Spirit in the building, we all fall out. Ace Dynasty, tell her what we about. Fill up my cup until it runs over. Firm on the word, there's only one Jehovah. Jireh, none higher, we hold steady. I'm standing here waiting until you're ready to
pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on,
pour in my cup till my cup gets full. 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 Come on, pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Fill her up, cause I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Yeah, I'm thirsty, I'm so thirsty. Fill up my cup, Lord have mercy. Life's trying to murk me, work me. Dry like I am out, but I don't smoke Hershey. Dry like my grandma, my turkey. Father God, search me, refresh me like a serving. get churchy, but I need it overflowing with no limit. Thirsty, Lord, I need you to serve me. Some of that living water up in my cup, matter of fact, your mercy. Feeling like a beach well, dirty and all washed up on the shore, Jersey. Your love got me feeling perky, cause you added flavor to my black eyed peas. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Now I'm chucking deuces to my past like
arrivederci. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Fill her up, fill her up, cause I want more. I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Gosh, I'm filling up, need two shots.
Yeah.
Wait, give me five shots like Tupac.
Yeah.
Now give me nine shots, 15. Now everybody in the club getting tipsy. Ha, but I ain't talking about liquor. Speaking on a blessing that God come and give us. When it comes to that, I'm a big sipper. Guzzling it down like old dogs malt liquor. Smell what I'm cooking, the rock. Get my ditty on without pushing, so rock. Pour it in my cup till my cup go pop. Do electric pop till my squad do pop. Yeah, Willie Will, Jazz, Swaggy Balls, your boy got swag. Matter of fact, your boy got soul. Put it in my cup till my cup explodes.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on. Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full. Come on. Pour it in my cup till my cup gets full.
Fill her up, cause I want more. I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Come on.
Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full.
Till
my cup gets full. Pour in my cup till my cup gets full.
Fill her up, cause I want more, yes I want more. Fill it up till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing, till it's overflowing.
I see the world now in a different way than I used to. So brand new, switched up my ways, they changed the game. I'm feeling good, y'all, in Jesus' name. I used to be the one in the back pew, and now I do what they do, with my hands up high, giving them praise, shouting his name.
It's Jesus, man.
I see much better, cause God is in me. Now I see the way that things are so clearly. My eyes have seen his glory. I put no one before thee. From the perspective of the vision that comes from my eyes.
Selfish.
Now I love to give, I just can't help it.
Guess it's the Lord in me who opened my eyes. Now I can see who I really need to be.
Compassionate, unconditional, loving, just like Jesus Christ.
He lived his life so we can see the way that life is supposed to be. The truth, so much better than the lies than they told me before I
knew you.
I can see clear now. I see my pathway. No longer walking in darkness. This is a brighter day. My heart's wide open and my mind's on you. My body's all yours and I got a new view through my eyes.
Dre Senior, the maturation. Available at DreSeniorMusic.com.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman. You think I'm
dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
I'm proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making an effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83.
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The maturation.
Prince of Peace Productions presents Detroit's very own Only One Way
with their hit leading single.
I get it in.
You gotta get it in like the letter after
M. Consecrate, fast break, worship.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com. Breakthrough. Get yours today.
Trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Sow into a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That's the homie Cam. He's from OK as well, man. It's all OK if you were in Oklahoma, like I said, man.
OK.
You know? So we're getting it in with him. We got Exodus Movement on the line with us, chilling. We're going to get it in. We're going to start this off Yada Da King style. And we're going to start talking about your testimony. And I'm going to have the homie Lapo go ahead and share his first.
Oh, well, I grew up on the east side of Oklahoma City. That's like, I guess, the hood. That's the hood of Oklahoma City. And so, man, grew up, Curtis HD was my best friend. And situation happened to one night. I almost got killed, to make a long story short. But God ended up saving me. The next day, me and Curtis was, HD was walking to my house. And this guy came and talked to me. He kind of prophesied to me. He told me that God had spared my life and that I needed to make a decision. Either I was going to live for God, I was going to live for myself. Either I was going to, you know, serve myself or serve God. And so he told me basically I had to make a decision. And I made a decision that day to serve the Lord. And I was 17 years old at the time. I've been serving God ever since then.
Okay, that's what's up. Who else we got?
Yo, the guy, my man, Apocalypse, man. That deep name. So, what's your testimony, boss?
Oh, shoot, man. Well, see, I also grew up on the east side of Oklahoma City. You know, my family, you know, we were, you know, I was raised in the church or whatnot, but, when I'm 8th grade year or what, see, I got saved when I was young. Anyways, when I'm 8th grade, you know, my family split up, you know, parents divorced, and that was, like, real hard, you know, and it took some time healing. You know, my mom had got remarried, and so we moved to another side of town. And anyways, from the 6th grade to the 11th grade, I mean, I was a Christian, but I really wasn't living it all the way to the point that there was times where I even forgot that I was supposed to be Christian. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, one day in the middle of my 11th grade year, it's kind of like, you know, God woke me up. You know, like, I was just asleep for a long time. Like, God woke me up. And, you know, I just got real interested, like, in the Word and, you know, strangely, the book of Revelation and just stuff like that. And that's, and plus, in that point, I kind of started rapping again because I was rapping when I was little, but I kind of got even more serious about it at that point. And so, you know, I was trying to decide a name, and it seemed like that one fit me, you know, Apocalyptic. And so it stuck, and, like, you know, since then, just been on fire for God, you know, just really trying to grow and learn, you know. And this has been an adventure, you know what I'm saying?
Can I get an amen?
We got the homie HB. Let's get your testimony, boss.
Yeah, me and I grew up on the east side with Lapo. He's a gangbang. And I was gangbanging hard. So one day, some rival sets rolled up on us, me and my homeboys, and started dumping at us. I thought my life was going to end. My homeboy got shot that day. And I was like, man, this is crazy. So I was like, Do I want to keep doing this and die, or do I want to choose another route? So I ended up, my older brother used to gangbang like a year previous, and he ended up getting saved up in college. So when he came back that year, that same year I got in a drive-by, he came back to the hood and started preaching to us, telling us about God and all this and this. And I started listening to him, and then I started actually going to church, and then checking it out, see what God is all about. And I was like, man, I'm going to go ahead and try God since I already tried gangbanging his other lifestyle. So I tried God, and I ain't turned back since. So I've just been riding for Jesus after that.
That's what's good, man. And we got Cadence, right? Left, right, left.
Yep.
All right. What's your testimony, boss?
Oh, man, you know. Well, y'all don't know because I ain't tell you yet. But, you know, I was just one of them cats. I grew up in the same area as Lapo and HD, you know what I'm saying, in the east side of Oklahoma City. It was a tough area. We thought we was little baby Compton or something, you know. So there was a lot of stuff going on. And as far as me personally, though, you know, my mom always kept us in the church. You know, I didn't have no father figure around. And so, you know, I just looked up to whoever was around to look up to. But part of that, the good part of that was that's how I got involved in music, the drummer at the church, Gerald McCoy, the father of the Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Gerald McCoy, third pick, first round. His dad was mentoring me on the music, playing the drums and all of that. And so that's how I got involved in music overall. And just those gifts, at a certain age, I decided I wanted to rap, make beats. I started doing that stuff a lot, real heavy. With one of my partners from school, and I ran in the Exodus, and those guys really just mentored me, brought me up, you know, because I didn't have no, I respected God, but more in a superstitious way, you know. I just didn't want to tick them off, you know. I didn't necessarily want to live for them, though. And they was having a Bible study, and they was reading in Revelation where it said, you know, you're neither hot nor cold, you know, and God spit out the lukewarm. So I was like, man, I can't ride the fence. I need to do either one or the other, because I can't do both, you know. And that night I made a commitment to God that I was going to follow him all the way and go all out. So I was 16 years old when I made that decision.
Wow.
And we've been going at it ever since.
Now that's what's up, man. So y'all done heard the testimonies from the homie from the Exodus movement. We about to get into one of their songs right now. Lift His name high. And you know what we do. We out of that king, so his name always stay high with us. Let's get it in.
voice in my heart as I stand on the top of the hill, fighting the dark. I'm able to start the life, holy and driven. Get the power from the blood of the Lamb, but He has risen. Show no mercy and murder me. No weapon pointed against me can hurt me. True living water, so your boy never thirsty. Look through the good and the bad, he stay the same. Now he got me out of teaching like major pain. I'm free, but I used to be a slave in chains. Real talk, that's why I praise his name. I'm doing major things. From the womb to the tomb, roll three day later, I'm hiding in the moon. No way you can fit my Messiah in the room. Try to pull out the Holy Ghost fire, kaboom.
I lift his name on the constant weather through joy and pain. Amazing grace, I'm saved by his name. The same has put death to shame. Life's never gonna be the same. Spit a rhyme to your mind to increase his fame. Hell was burning for my soul, but he quenched the flames. His blood was shed in pain so the world could change. Lord, forgive me of my imperfection. We lift your name high like a flight's ascension. That was a high price for your crucifixion. The debt's been paid like a crowd's attention. Live my life so to please the King, and everybody in the world will have to bow the knee. We're seeking living water daily, He can fill our needs. We walk with God, believe because He's supreme.
Oh man, if y'all didn't know who that was, that's the group Agape. Thank you. That's DC Christian Go-Go.
That's what's up. You know we had to spin that, put it in the mix, that Christian Go-Go music. Y'all, we wanted y'all to check it out. But right now we checking out the homies, the Exodus Movement, man. And the whole area of Oklahoma, the whole state right now is on freeze. But this Exodus Movement group, they on fire, man.
F-I-Y-A fire.
So look, check it out. This is what we doing. We checking it out with them. We getting it in, man. And DJ Kingdom 7, I know you got some questions,
yeah, man.
Baby.
First and foremost, guys, I thank y'all for joining us tonight, man. that's one thing I wanted to put out there, man. One question I have is, what makes Exodus Movement unique?
I can answer that.
All right. Who's going to answer?
That's Kaden.
All right, Kaden.
Man, I think what really makes us unique, man, is that we're a conglomerate of different styles. You know, I think everybody on a solo level makes different type of music. You know, but when you put us all together on one track, you know, you can kind of hear that everybody's different and very easy to pull apart everybody. Like, okay, that's such and such. That's such and such. You know, because everybody just, you know, is different. Everybody listens to different type of music. And, you know, I think that adds like a huge variety. Whereas then, you know, in a lot of groups, most cats come from the same exact background and are musical background. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that one of the things that makes us unique, man, is that we are different in a whole different way. You know, like personality, music, you know, just tasting everything, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I would say makes us unique.
Okay.
All right.
So,
gotta keep
that's it right there. I feel you. Yeah. So the next question is for y'all guys is, since y'all say Exodus Movement is unique, now I'm gonna go into the name. Okay. All right. Now, Exodus movement, I mean, there's a lot of deep stuff with that. You know, in the Bible, you got Exodus, the Exodus movement. You also have, you know, if people not really into Christianity or Christian music, they know about Bob Marley and the Exodus movement. How did y'all come up with the name Exodus movement? Well, what was the message behind it?
Well, this is a part. Summer of 2000, when for me, my brother Vocab, who was also a member of Exodus, but he passed away back in 05. Yeah. It was us two and Lop on HD, and then a few others who didn't end up making the cut. Anyways, we were sitting around at Lopo's house just brainstorming, vision casting, and trying to come up with some names, you know, and either there would be some names that either would be filling, but we weren't filling the meaning of the name, or the meaning of the name would be tight, but the name wouldn't be tight, and all kinds of stuff like that. So one morning, Vocab was flipping through his Bible, and he came across the book of Exodus, and he was like, hey, what does Exodus mean? And I broke it down to him what it meant, because it's Greek, you know, for out of and on the road. Plus, you know, the story of what happened in Exodus. God had called Moses to free his people out of bondage out of Egypt. And so we both was feeling that, so we presented it to everybody else, and everybody else was in agreement. And so that's how we chose and picked the name Exodus. And just in that same sense, paralleling what was in the scripture, like today, you know, God is calling, well, all Christians actually in general, but us in particular, you know, God is calling us to reach out to the lost, and, you know, to lead them to freedom, and that which can only be found in Christ, you know, freedom from the bondage of sin, which every human being, you know, is born a slave to. So, you know, that's why we call ourselves the Exodus movement.
That's deep. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm going to ask the homie HD about you guys' ministry. You know what I'm saying? What is the heart of the ministry? I know you guys do a lot of different things that most groups wouldn't do. You guys minister in places where other artists wouldn't minister. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we go out to clubs, secular clubs, straight up preach the gospel through rap music, tell about Jesus, speak Christian poems, straight in the middle of a club. Like, they playing their music, doing what they do. We go up on stage and do what we do, and, like, not shy from it. Just, like, let them know about Jesus, and then afterwards, we just show them the love of Christ. We don't just bash over their heads, we just show them the love. And that's what we love to do, just, like, street ministry. And Cadence, he's a youth pastor. And he pastor all the young urban kids, which is real dope. And he going to public schools and be able to preach the gospel too. Some of the schools we grew up in too, which is real dope. So we're going back and giving it back to our community, letting people know about Jesus and letting them know that you can come out the block and live for God.
All right. So do any of y'all guys, once y'all be ministering in the streets, I knew a couple of y'all said that y'all was gangbanging. When you bring that back to the streets, to them, did you get any flack from it?
It's kind of crazy because, like, a lot of times, you know, people might not, I'm going to just say this, people respect good music. And so when we go to the clubs, they used to have something in Oklahoma City called the Strip, and it's basically where cars would roll around, and we would go out there, and we would sell our CDs and give it to people, and people would listen to it, and they would say, this go hard, you know, they like, you know, they cussing and stuff, like, yeah, this go hard, and they would just buy the CD, or some people would be like, yeah, this go hard, then they say, is this Christian? Like, yeah. I'd be like, well, this go hard. So a lot of times people respect the music, and because they respect the music, it's a way for us to just go in there and present the gospel to them. They understand, I think they understand just by the way that we talk, the the way that we communicate, the way that we dress, who we are, they understand that we're from the same place. So I think it's an automatic respect for most people when we approach them.
Can I get an amen?
That's what's up, man. I love to hear cats that is more than just music. It, just like Wado say, it's ministry, man. And it has to be more than just rapping. It's going to have to be some Bible study. It's going to have to be sharing with people to bring people into the kingdom, man. And that's really what's up, man. We're going to go to this new song from the homies, the Exodus Movement, called Consequences. And I'm going to have the homie Cadence, man, tell us a little bit about this song as we go into this joint right now.
Yeah, man, this song Consequences is basically, man, a track about just, you know, the Bible talks about, God will not be mocked, a man will reap what he sows, you know, and the whole purpose of the song, and it's really telling a story, telling stories, and if you listen in the video to go with it, it's great, and that'll be coming out soon, it's already ready to go, but, the whole purpose of the song is just, man, to make people think, man, before you do an action, before you cheat on your wife, before you buy drugs, I smoke weed, I sell crack, before you, you know, even little things, before you run a red light, whatever you choose to do, before you tell a lie, just know that a man will reap what he sows in any given time. You know, the life that we live right now, there's going to be a consequence for it in our later life, you know, and it not only affects us, but it affects those around us. So the song Consequences, if you listen to it, and everybody that's listening out there, listen closely to the storylines and how, you know, these people are seeking something in life, you know, seeking greatness, seeking riches, or seeking happiness, and going about getting it in any way that they can, and the results of that.
New joint from the homies, Exodus Movement, Consequences, on Yada, the King Radio.
He got his hands in the cookie, he the cookie monster. But it's a trap, the arrow pierced through his armor. You reap what you sow, you should ask a farmer. That's in the Bible, but most people call it karma. He told his kids and his wife he had to work late, planning his birthday suit without his birthday cake. His son has a recital, but he can't make that day. He kissed his wife goodbye, but work is not that way. She followed in a yellow cab right behind him. Sweat from her skin started steaming like a sauna. 10 years together, rolling strong like a Honda. She followed them upstairs, now here come the drama. Kicked in the door, then she screamed, nevermore. Will you see me again? Me and your son is moving forward. States that's away from the state where you lay. You was playing yourself, so go and live with your mama.
The lights, the cameras, the action.
Reaping what they sown, a seed has grown inside her belly from the man her passion stole. Control herself is laid aside at night. They chose their lustful appetites. The man she's with had chosen her attention, all despite his wife. She knew that he was married when they started off as friends, but no intentions to increase beyond their work relationship. But over time, as they grew closer, yo, she gained his confidence, and then temptation grew to sin within the two could not resist. And now it's 9 months from the night the two had wrongly shared their passion, and the baby's formed inside of her, results of foolish action. And she contemplates in deep in thought to make the next decision, cause the fact is that she never planned her life for any children. In this instance, looking back, she feels her life is now distorted. Can't afford to raise a child, so then I guess she wants abortion. No, she never factored in the fact this game would lead to pain, and at the crossroad of her life, yo, what decision will she make?
The lights, the cameras, the action.
This is how it is, you live on the go. You don't see your kids.
dough. Now they modeled is on the wrong road, doing what they father did. But the other cats had their girls on their back. God said, don't do that, you like I'm the Mac. I got 4 and 5 girls like a quarterback. Watch my money pile up like 100 stacks. I serve them on the corner to make my money pack. You dibble dabble with that crack, now you on that crack. You had a daughter way back, now she on her back. You chose the wrong road, cause your morals in lack. You had sex without that coat, now you cope with that. Everything you do
got a reaction.
Hey, CEO of the universe.
That's what I call him.
Hey, CEO of the universe.
My God, yes, is
the CEO of the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's so big.
Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. I am that New York boy, I was born up in the tropical. My flow's so sick, it should be laid up in the hospital. Sin was an obstacle, but then I found grace. If you're a producer of sin, when you die, you just blaze. Ay, he holds my past, my present, and my future. I'm only 12 inches, but he's really the ruler. I'm trying to introduce you to the God that's sovereign. This ain't Twitter, but believe me, I follow him. I am his employee, he is my boss. He is the superhero whose cape was a cross. You can't box with God, so why try? You're only gonna put yourself in a hot spot like Wi-Fi. He keeps on calling, but you don't ever call him back. CEO of the universe, yeah, I call him that. Like a bad actor, let him get you out the drama. Bring change to your life, and I ain't talking Obama. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. When I say who you represent, and your answer is God, but you ain't living right, then your answer is a fraud. You preach a good word, but everybody know you're faking. Like a bad iPhone, we don't see the application. You don't gotta fake it, you can really make it. Take your bad habits to God and let him break it. They used to call me wild, but he changed up my name. Like an arcade machine, he came and changed up my game. I'm satellite radio with the flow, I'm serious. Grab the microphone and I rock. Igneous, Satan had the whole world on lock, deceiving us, but he died and he rose to the top. Genius. Truth is, he's too big for my mind to explain him. He don't exist in time because time cannot contain him. But I'm trying to get you to know him before your time's gone, or else you'll end up in a place with hot fire nylon. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to the storm, goodbye. No more rain, hello to sunshine, hello to your name. Let's give it up for my big, big God. He sits on the throne, he got a big, big job. I'm out of control, cause he is in charge. Let's give it up for my big, big God. Now goodbye to the lust, goodbye to the shame, goodbye to the hurt, goodbye to the pain, goodbye to
to the storms.
Goodbye.
No more rain.
Hello.
To sunshine.
Hello.
To your name.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
DesertaSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews,
the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
DesertaSouth.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store
with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com.
The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapper.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms.
Online community.
And most of all.
Yo, turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah. You know what it is, man. Richie Righteous. Big God. We had to get it in, spin that. We out of that, King, man. Jesus Christ, you that big guy, man. Much love, we salute. Hey, we gonna hop on this topic, man. DJ Kingdom 7, tell them about this, man.
Well, this topic, man, is about basically church hurt. You have a lot of different types of church hurt that goes on in churches. So we wanna elaborate on church hurt and then ways to prevent church hurt, or if you have been in some type of church hurt, how to come back from that.
So basically, it's talking about when people build up beef against the church when certain situations and circumstances happen. You know what I'm saying? Now, we're going to have Exodus Movement. We're going to let y'all get on this topic. You know what I'm saying? We want y'all to share a little bit. Have you guys ever been hurt by the church? What kind of things went on? And not only that, how did you guys get past that? And, you know, really, I'm going to ask the homie Cadence to go on that first.
Yeah, well, man, to be honest, you know, when I was young, you know what I mean? Like, in the neighborhood I stay in, like, and grew up in, like I was telling y'all, man, it was kind of a rough area, you know, in Oklahoma City. But the thing was, you know, there was a church on every corner. I mean, on every block, there's a church. You know, and the thing that I believe that, to me, just gave me a negative approach towards church was the fact that, you know, I mean, it was people doing drive-bys, selling cracks, doing all types of things, man, just constantly. But there was the church wasn't, I don't remember them at all. I remember their buildings, but I don't remember the people. And I remember they would have these events, you know, like Vacation Bible School, bring your kids out. And me and my homies from the neighborhood, we'd be bored in the summer. We'd walk in there, you know, with our dirty shirts on and stuff. And they'd look at us crazy. Who y'all with? Where y'all parents? You know what I'm saying? Y'all sit over there. Don't touch nothing. You know, we say one thing. Y'all got to go. Y'all doing too much. You know, and I'd be like, man, if they don't want us here, you know, take the signs down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. And so it kind of gave me a perspective that the older people in the church don't care about the young cats. I don't respect the young cats even as people, you know. And so, growing up, you know, that was the mentality I had. So I always had felt a little contention when I would walk into a church building. You know, even when I became 18, 19 years old, 20 years old, I'd walk into churches and I would feel that tension, just like, you know, they think that they better than me, you know what I'm saying? But it also made me have a mentality like, well, I probably know more about God than them, you know. And even when we would do concerts, you know, that's the things that people would say. You know, they'd come up on you and, hey, you know, they don't say, hey, you guys did great or appreciate what God is doing in your life. They walk into a bunch of young cats rapping and say, what church y'all part of? What pastor? Who's y'all pastor? Y'all been baptized? Whose name was you baptized in? You know, and that type of thing. would turn us off. Like, man, we'd rather just go and pass out CDs at the club than deal with this. You know, and that's, you know, and that also kind of helped us with our mission and what God called us to do. But as far as dealing with that, man, I just have to understand that, you know, some people did grow up in a more traditional sense of church, and there are people that's raising their kids still to this day in that traditional traditional environment, you know. And even though it's not the way we do it, you know, or not the way that we embrace it, because sometimes the not so the unorthodox cats, they also bring hate towards the traditional cats in the same way. You know, look at the way they dress, that church is whack. You know, they wearing suits, so they whack. So we do it sometimes too. But the thing is, you know, it don't matter as long as we all serve in Christ, as long as we believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and we living that out. You know, but it was the negative people that really got to me, and it caused me to judge that whole group, that whole religious group as a whole, rather than deal with these certain people that kind of hurt my feelings when I was a younger kid, right. You know. So,
yeah, that's
but God kind of dealt
what
with
what about me. You, Apoc? You ever had an experience about being hurt by the church, man?
I've had a couple, actually, you know what I'm saying? but I would say by far the worst one was actually like a couple years ago, probably like 2 years ago, actually. Because like I said, there was a church that I was working at as the youth pastor. And I was there for about 3 or 4 years. And there was problems within the leadership of the church, you know. And it just was really just out of order. You know, there was, you know, the assistant pastor, it kind of seemed like, you know, like he was kind of plotting behind my back, you know, like causing like a division within the youth. Like it would be, you know, my youth, which was, I guess, you know, predominantly the urban kids, you know, blacks and some Latinos and Native Americans, and then it would be his kids, you know, which are more of the, you know, suburban Caucasian cats, you know, and it would split up. So, you know, parents start asking me questions like, you know, what's up, what's going on, you know, you know, it's kind of, you know, what's up, what's the deal? So I'm like looking at this like, wow, you know, he's like planning stuff on the same day that I had events on, you know, it's crazy stuff. And so I talked to the, you know, I go to the pastor about it, like, hey, you know, this is going on and we need to do something about it. You know, we need to meet up, you know, can you call a meeting to where we can talk about this? My intention, you know, even though it bothered me, my intention was unity, to unify, like, hey, you know, we want to see all the kids, you know, on the right path, all the kids come to Christ, you know, so we should be working together, you know, that's the plan. Anyways, we met up like the next day or a few days later, and it was just, you know, the pastor was basically spectating, you know, me and the assistant pastor going back and forth, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't go, whatever plan was, just went completely out the window, you know, and I'm just getting hammered, you know, by this cat, you know, like, you know, it's like, I go from being one of the best youth pastors in the city to being like, you know, the worst, and just all this crazy, basically criticizing me and just saying all kinds of stuff that is unbecoming of a minister. Not that he wasn't cussing or nothing, but just some of the stuff he's saying was just like, wow, for real. And the pastor's just, you know, watching, not taking a stance at all. And then, you know, the pastor, I guess he had another important engagement. So in the middle of the meeting, he gets up, walks out, I was like, well, I have another meeting to go to, y'all can finish up and pray out or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, wow, you know, so, you know, the situation didn't get any better, and I'm just like, okay, you know, so I just felt like, wow, for real? And it just really, you know, it was bad, and not only did it, so not so much because it affected me, but, you know, it affected eventually, you know, would affect the youth of the church as well. You know what I'm saying? It was just a horrible thing, you know. So.
No, that's good. I'm going to ask the guy, Lapo, what are some things that the church can do us now, we are the church. What are some things that we could do to prevent people from being hurt inside the church today?
I think two things. I think that fellowship, huge, and I think sometimes that's what is lacking a lot of times in churches. And what I mean by that is a lot of times you can go to a church and you can sit up and you can hear a sermon and you leave and you go about your life for 6 or 7 more days until the next time you go to church without any type of accountability, without any type of fellowship with any of the believers. So I think that a lot of times the churches can be intentional about creating community, then that would benefit the body of Christ as a whole, instead of getting passed up, instead of just being a bump on the seat, a log, a bump on the log, or however that metaphor goes, but you know, actually connecting with other believers and walking with other believers. And the second thing is this: I think that a lot of times that some churches, and this is not all churches, but some churches are real manipulating, and so some churches try to use scripture in order to control people. And so I think that churches should really emphasize biblical reading with their congregation on their own time. So you know, pastors can't, you know, say crazy things or try to control people with the word of God and people not know it. So a lot of times you might hear people say, you know, well, if you're having a discussion with somebody, you say, well, the Bible says this and this and this, and they'll respond by saying, well, my pastor says this and this and this, you know. So there's no biblical knowledge. There's not a biblical foundation at the churches. It's basically, you know, whatever the pastor says goes. So encouraging people really to have a knowledge, their own knowledge of the Bible, and connecting with other believers.
All right, man. And HD, how would you say, for somebody that has been hurt by the church, what are some ways that they can get the situation a little bit better, and how should they approach it?
I would say they need to go ahead and forgive the church. And the main thing I think the church needs to do is show love to people. That's the thing that's lacking. When people are not showing love, that's when you see people looking down upon people, how they dress and all this and this. But if you show love, all that stuff would cease. We all see each other as brothers and sisters if we show love to each other. And the main thing, too, is that forgiveness. You got to forgive people and just keep it moving. Regardless if they still show shiestiness towards you, you still got to forgive them, because that's what God tells us to do. He forgave us. What are we not to forgive a human being? So we're not better than God. So God forgave us, and we sin against him every day. We should do the same
thing. That's what's up, man. These cats is preaching, man. We getting it in. They getting all the sound effects. The 21 gun salute, the can I keep it real? You know how we do it, man. It's Yada That King Radio, man. And that's the perspective of the Exodus movement on the topic church hurt. And DJ Kingdom 7, man, we about to hop into this new joint from them called Savior on Yada
The King
Radio. Yeah. Let's get it.
Inside of us, four. He took the rap for us, five. He took a slap for us, they put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for
he's
us.
He's my Savior, he's the God of the city. He's my Savior, he's the God of the town.
I was on the block hustling with my people, that's HD. Jesus came into the hood and then he
really saved me, gave me a reason for living, and that's to serve them. Even though the road was narrow, I started swerving.
I was a hot boy, carry a Glock toy. I had to give my life to Christ and then stop, boy.
Me and God, we peace in the pod, nothing can stop us. Running through your neck of the woods, see what your block does.
Wow, my God is so awesome. Paid for my sins and his son is what he cost him. Can't trust man, bad as far as I could toss him. Put my faith in Jesus, watch your voice, I wanna walk in. So I'm walking, trying to spread this message. I might tweet it, I might text it, shoot, I might just UPS it. You ask me how I'm doing, and this is what I say to you. God has done so much for me, so let me try to name a few.
'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the Spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
No more, I'ma stay on his course with the stamina of a horse. Sugar shame with the force, keep my brain on his choice. 'Cause my life ain't no tour, I ain't getting another one. So I ride for my boy, the only holy son.
My God is bigger than a Megaton, more powerful than atom bombs. He's fighting evil that's more diabolical than Megatron. Salvation through the Son of God, and Christ is not an avatar. Pisces, that's a myth that's put to sleep just like a rabbit dog. I rep the tetragrammaton, I'm rapping in the name of God. And life is not a sprint, but it's a journey like a marathon. Sometimes we see that life is hard, but in the dark I'm staying strong. I have my peace in Jesus in my life to keep on moving on.
'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the Spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
He's a Savior, he's a God of the city. He's a Savior, he's a God.
Pundit, I reinvent my testimony like every chance I get. I'm flabbergasted by this road in my life and what he did single-handedly. He reprimanded death and asked the grave where you sting. An empty tomb got left, right? Still in the game. I'm a coach and a ref. I'd be ashamed if I let him keep me quiet as kept, right? He's still in heaven awaiting a word from God. So while he waiting, I'ma keep using my mic as a rod. Planning my exodus, I still wait for foes and frauds. And those who take their gift in vain by sleeping on the job. What a shame, like major pain. This world ain't got nothing for you but rings and chains. And what I mean by rings and chains, I mean them things that they clink on your wrist before they take your name.
'Cause he died for us, 'cause he cried for us, 'cause the Spirit of God, he lives inside of us. He took the wrath for us, he took a slap for us. They put him in the grave, in 3 days he came back for us.
He's a God of the city.
The troubles I see, nobody knows.
Yo, let's
but
go,
Jesus.
Dude. Feel me?
Oh. Hey! Oh, Lord, I know I need more. Come on, Izzy's in the building, y'all. Follow us. Hey, we need you, Lord. Here we go. Hey.
Everybody want a piece of pie. They want that satisfaction.
They want it guaranteed, homie.
Wanna wear that glamorous fashion.
Handprint in the Hall of Fame.
Want a little bit of Grammy action.
Wanna walk that carpet, man.
Wanna hear those cameras flash.
Gotta get that ice, that grill, that caddy, homie. He got the nicest girl, call him daddy. But dad, he lonely, but he look happy, don't he? Dude is a superstar. He's out of that shabby clothing. He's
was in a souped up car. He's riding 26s, but all his soul is lean, like he's behind in Texas. But he got that shoulder lean. His land is barren, he's bearing guilt in the skies of gray. He's unfulfilled till he tilts his head up to the sky and say,
oh, how I need you. I can't do it on my
need
own.
You,
I need to see you. So now I see you. You're the only one who saves, the one who heals. I need you more now than ever. I really need you.
Hey.
Need you, Father. Oh, how I need you. I can't
oh,
do it
on
my
sheep.
Own. I need to see you. So
we
now
need our
I
shepherd.
See you. You're the only one who
lead
saves,
us,
the one who heals.
Us.
I need you
give
more
us
now
strength,
than
Lord.
Ever.
To him who is able to keep us all from falling. I know it's hard when the alcoholics and all are bawling. When I find a hole of crawling, especially in spring or summer, when even the racists and gangsters, man, they seem to come up. But I gotta be faithful, my generation's depending on me. It'd be disgraceful to them if I fall like pins in bowling. And I got disciples and a wife who watches my every step with a mind like memory chips. Stay holding to what he says. And he is, I see, I need you. Gotta practice what I preach. I can't just talk a good game. No, I gotta actually be. And you know your man is weak, but Jesus Christ is strong. So I plant my feet on a solid rock and I sing this song.
Father, oh how I need you. I can't do it on my own. I need to see you. So now I see you.
We're so
you're
dependent.
The only one who saves, the one who heals. I need you more now than ever. Oh, I really need you.
We can't
Father,
do this without you, Father.
Oh, how I need you. I can't do it on my own.
You know what we need even before we
ask.
We draw from your strength.
I see you.
That's a turbulent time.
Hey,
your portion, Lord. Father,
we
get tired, we need rest for our weary souls. Till we get very old, and we're buried in the hole. I'm carrying the load, feel like a cargo train. Sometimes I feel like ASAP, homie, when I almost faint. And I pray for the carnal saints, please help the unbelief. And I pray for the hypocrite, Father, reveal what's underneath. So Satan's undefeated, and the Savior's undefeated. We will persevere to the end, until then your sons are saying,
Father, oh how I need you. I can't do it on my own. I need to see you, so now I see you. You're the only one who saves, the one who gives.
That was The Joint from the homie The Truth featuring Izzy. Song is called I Need You, and we need God more than ever. You know what I'm saying? It's tough.
Sure.
And man, what we got to do is also continue to push this movement that these brothers are pushing, and that's the Exodus movement, which is leading cats out of Egypt, out of the bondage that they are in, so that they can come to know Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, man. And that's really what it's all about, man. We got it in, and this is the time in the show where we let you guys share, you know what I'm saying, a little bit about where they can find you at, you know what I'm saying, your websites, Twitter, Facebook, you know what I'm saying. And I'm going to have the homie Apoc share that info with us.
Where you can get in touch with us. Well, like you said, we're about to launch our website. It's Exodus Movement.tv. Well, Cadence, you know that one. Because it was ExodusMovement.com, but we had to change it because, like you said, we have some issues. But also, we got a MySpace. Just go, This is www.myspace.com/Exodus Movement. And also, Facebook. You can hit us up on Facebook. Just look up the Exodus Movement. And, what else? Oh,
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. We on Twitter. You know, send us some tweets.
Yeah, it's at Exodus Movement on Twitter.
Man, y'all trying to help him out. He didn't know where he was at, man.
No, I was about to do it.
YouTube. The Exodus Movement. Video. And then right now, I'm on.
That's Vid, I think.
And you can check us out on thesouth.com. Just type in Exodus Movement in the search engine, and it'll take you to a page just with information and videos and songs and stuff like that.
Shout out to thesouth.com.
Nah, that's what's up, man.
They show a lot of numbers.
Fails, you can catch them on yada.king.com, where we're going to put up a link for y'all so they can go and check out your website as they get that new one up. You know what I'm saying? Hey, tell them a little bit about the album. When is that dropping? How can they pick that up? Cadence, let the people know how they can get that.
Exodus, man, the album's dropping March 1st. You got to get it, baby. It's the redefinition of real, the redefinition of truth, the redefinition of everything you thought you knew. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be dropping everywhere. iTunes, Amazon, all the online sites available. You know what I'm saying? You got to get on there and check that out. TheBusShop.com, all of those, man. But that's March 1st. Don't forget, man. We got videos and more promo that's going to be coming to y'all so that y'all keep that in your brains and beat it in your mind. You know what I'm saying? But we took an approach with this album. We didn't rush it. You know what I'm saying? We took our time with it. We put a lot of energy in it just to give you guys great music to listen to that'll inspire you and motivate you to a closer relationship with God.
That's what's up, brothers, man. Oh, man. So, man, hey, y'all brothers, man, y'all just be blessed, man. Keep doing what y'all doing. Advance the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all gonna have a great following, you know, of your music and your ministries and whatever God plans for your lives. Just know that we got your back. We supporting y'all here, Yada Da King Radio. You know, when y'all get y'all new stuff, hey, let us get it. We'll put it in rotation for you, man, and make sure we do our part to advance the kingdom with y'all.
Well, that's what's up, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate that.
The last thing I'm gonna say is go, Oklahoma Thunder. You did.
Seattle Supersonics. Sonics.
Keep the trail,
we'll get some feet out, too. All right,
bless y'all, man. Yada Da King.
That's right, man. I need that drop from y'all.
All right, we got you.
All right, life. Yeah, we got it in with the homies.
Exodus
Movement, man, and their music.
What's up?
It got me moving.
Yeah.
Not a little bit, but a lot. You did.
Music's nice, man.
We're excited about their ministry. We want y'all to check them out. For all those wondering what's going on with Yada Da King, how can I find out what's going on? Look, find us on Twitter. Search Yada Da King. Facebook. Facebook.com/YadaDaKing. You know what I'm saying? We got the news up there. Also, you can go to YadaDaKing.com. Check it out. We got blogs, shows, you know what I'm saying? Different things to try to keep you guys entertained with the gospel. You dig? A lot of interviews. Who's the last cat we just interviewed, fam?
Armageddon we had, and we had Marte.
So look, man, we had the homie Chris Lee Cobbins as well. A lot of cats.
Day Lee.
That's right, Day Lee. Somebody that's like, yo, how come you ain't playing my music? Probably because you haven't sent it in. You know what I'm saying? So send it. YadaDaKing.com. Click on music submissions. That's how we get it. This song right here, Chris Lee Cobbins. This song is called Flatline on Yada Da King Radio. Let's check this out.
Oh, hey. Whoa, yeah. Recently, moving forward, it seemed impossible.
Every step is in play.
I'm going nowhere.
As I fight to keep myself from going back and forth.
Tossed like the sea, wanting badly to be free. Yeah, yeah.
So tonight, I'm ready to do right in your sight.
Time I blink will be the new man you see.
That's why every night at midnight, just as the new day's begun, put that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I let light.
Formerly, I thought that my two lives could coexist. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde,
I'm going nowhere.
Want the blessings of tomorrow, but still chasing my past.
What I gotta do, can't kill me if I kill you.
So tonight,
I'm
leaving the darkness, running to the light.
With my heart in your hands, I will live again.
So next time I blink,
that old life behind me, and I don't look back. I flat line, yeah.
What I gotta do today, the hell.
Marte, let me bring back.
Girl, can hey. I pray? When I pray, ay, 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 ay. When I pray,
yeah. Prayer is essential at any given time. And yeah, you may sweat because it's a grind. And what it stresses to pray at all times in any posture and place. Learn how in Matt 6-9. Paralyze the mind and come find peace and cry on Jesus in those dry and lonely times. So you heard these lines. Now it's commissional time. And let's watch and pray through these past catalytical times.
Hey, God, that's my Lord.
Hey.
You need to pursue it. Your mouth be power, let it speak out. Truth against feelings, know the world with no doubt. Don't worry about no thing, pray about all things. When burdens come on you, rest in the King.
Yeah, you know what it is. That was our sister Marte featuring Armor Bearer.
Marte, it's hot.
Yeah, the song was called Pray. And you know what's up, man. And we got to dig in. We got to talk about this topic, man. Because we might be here all day. You dig?
This topic, man, it can be 2-3 hours, man, if you really get deep into it.
Yeah, so what kind of fueled this topic for you, man? Let me know what's up.
Well, what fueled it was just the fact that right now, I guess in the body of Christ, you know, a lot of people is trying to find their way or a way, but you know, Jesus Christ is the way. So they're hurting and they want to find out what's going on. Okay, and then when we come to them and say, oh, it's about Christ, then they come to the church and not knowing or being babes, sometimes it could be a misrepresentation of the church, or the church be a bad misrepresentation for the person that's looking to be saved and to get a great foundation in the church. So so we start dealing with church hurt, because it's almost like, how can I say, church hurt is like, I say it was an oxymoron, because you know, people come into the church to get a healing. It's like a hospital for the soul. But in the same token, you can get hurt in the place that you're supposed to get your healing.
And that's like slipping in the hospital.
Yeah. You know, so it's just funny how things play with people when it comes to the church. And a lot of times, some people say church hurt. They run from it, you know, and they never come back to the church. And we want to give some nuggets on if you did have some type of church hurt, you know what I'm saying, how to cope with it and get back in church, because, you know, you need to be there, because, you know, God is holding you accountable because you do know the truth. So it's not about man. That's the main thing. So if you have a thing for that you had church hurt with, or a person, a person that you had church hurt with, hey, just bury the hatchet, forgive, get back in the fight, the good fight of faith, and keep the kingdom moving.
Right. That's good, man. This is something that we got to remember. When it all comes down to this, it's this. The reason why people get hurt in the church is because of the P word, and that's people. And you know what I'm saying? People are the reason why you get hurt. It says, there's a thing that says, hurt people hurt people. So a lot of people come to the church expecting that everything's going to be good. You could be a pastor, a minister, a deacon, but a lot of them still have things in their lives that they're working on. And we're not going to really get it all together till God come back. So we continue to mature in the faith, and we have to learn this so we know how to speak to people in the church and train them up in righteousness without trying to punk them and say, hey, I'm the boss. It's not God that's hurting them. It's some of the people that's there. So that's what we got to remember, man, because sometimes it gets misconstrued.
Right.
Also, some people in the church, leaders, they misuse scriptures.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They twist them to their benefit and try to get people to follow them and their plan and their vision versus God's word, God's plan, and God's vision. My dad said it like this. He's the head pastor of New Creation Christian Center. He said, this is not my church. This ain't my church. This is part of God's kingdom.
Right.
So it's we have to remember that. We got church beef because of this kind of stuff. We got a whole bunch of members that's following this one and, you know, who try to see who's the biggest and best church. But God's like, yo, this not even yours, yo. This is God's kingdom. And just like King Nebuchadnezzar, he had to take it from him because he was so prideful, saying, this is the things that I set up. And that's what pride does, man. Pride is the beginning of sin, and different things starting to happen to different people because of that, as a result of pride. That's why we see churches falling, leaders falling, because they're no longer following God. They're following their own voice and their own vision. So it's unfortunate that it happens, but that kind of stuff also hurts people, man. But then, on the flip side,
always.
We was talking about this. If somebody tells you that you need to get your life in order with God's word, and you don't do it, you're not church hurt.
Yeah,
you
that's
run
just
it.
Big pride.
You got slapped with the word of God. You know what I'm saying? You might not be feeling it, but basically, what is happening is now you are running from God. And we got to understand that God gives us pastors authority. As the word of God says, it talks about leaders and authority, man. God placed a pastor in there. And anytime the pastor is trying to shape your life up and tell you what to do, that's not a bad thing. That's a thing that we're supposed to be built up in the holy faith. But he's not the only person. What the word of God is saying, you should be studying it for yourself. But since a lot of Christians don't, then guess what happens? Oh, I didn't even know that was in the scriptures. Now they got a sad face because it got thunned out by the word of God. You know what I'm saying? Because you thought the pastor was being judgmental. And that's even happened at my church. You know, somebody was like, oh, your dad, he said this. And they was like, that's in the word of God, man. He didn't even point it at you. Man, he was preaching from the pulpit. That's right. You got convicted.
They got convicted because he was probably doing it.
And praise God that they came back to their senses and understood what's really going on, man. And a lot of times what's really going on is pastors, when they speak it to you like that, you know what I'm saying? That's really where you want to be. You want to make sure the pastor is building you up. But church hurt. It's something that I've seen happen a lot. I've seen a lot of young kids, you know, going to church and say, hey, I ain't going back to church because of this kind of stuff that had happened. And sometimes it has to do a lot with some of their roles towards authority. If you don't have authority in your life and then you go to church where there is authority, it don't always work like that. You might have some pastors like that might tell you, you know, to get it right. But those are some things that we got to make sure that we're doing so that our church is functioning properly. And if you've been church hurt, we want you to know that God can heal you from that. This is what I want to say, man. If you've been church hurt, like the homie HD said, you're going to have to release that hurt, that pain. And not hold it against the whole church, man. We see a lot of people that have been hurt by the things that have happened inside the church. And, you know, most of the time, these things are not godly things. But unfortunately, they associate them with the people of God and the things of God. And, man, it really isn't about the people of God when sin goes on. That's what evil is. And, man, if you guys need prayer, if you want us to pray with you, man, and you need some guidance, feel free to give us a call at 425 243-4285 or email us at yada.king@gmail.com and we'll get it in with you, man. And you know what we do, man. It's serious what we're here about, and that's all about the kingdom of God, man. And we love you. It's yada.king. Let's get out of here.
Don Christian.
And your boy DJ Kingdom 7.
And you know what we do. We out.
Yada the King.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da
King,
Shabak da
King,
I yada da
King,
I yada da
King.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada.